morning, and welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is February the 20th, Saturday in the year of our Lord, 2021, with Tim Spencer, Rich Schmidt, and Lily Spencer. Hope everybody's having a good weekend, staying warm. Sorry about that. Need to mute my computer. Okay. Rick, are you on?
Yep. If you were in Texas, that computer would already be off.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
If you can hear me, dear, you're on mute. Okay. I heard Tim say he was here, but he's muted. Actually, that was my computer sound was actually Ken calling Tim on Skype.
Oh, they're going to get it squared away. Yeah. Well, Tim's got the first 20 minutes. He's got some subjects that he wanted to talk about, and I'm just certain some of it has to do with the power outage. Tim, is that you?
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
You're talking about the power outage down in Texas?
Yes, the power outage. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I'm suggesting to them that they use this as a drill to find out what not to do. But please go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Tim saw it, but I read on my phone this morning that some of those people down there have got like $10,000 electric bills.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
And everybody's electric bill is apparently going to go up some, not just in Texas. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm all discombobulated this morning. Can't quit coughing. And anyway, long storm. A lot of little things going wrong, but nothing bad. Now, one of the first articles I wanted to talk about was what Rick mentioned, is the title is of this from Joe Hedge is the temporary collapse of Texas foreshadowing the total collapse of the U.S.? The answer is yes, absolutely yes. There are, as far as major investments in infrastructure, there haven't been any as far as upgrades go. There are, you know, little pockets here and there where we put up more high tension lines, where we put in more ammonia lines for fertilizer, more natural gas lines, but no really big projects. And now we've got Biden actively working to destroy our infrastructure. You know, Texas found out that trying to skimp on money when it comes to their windmill generators doesn't work. These blades on the propellers or impellers take and get coated with snow and ice, and the little tiny electric motors they use to start these windmills when they got them faced into the wind are simply not powerful enough to get them turning. And if they did, I've got a feeling they'd break anyway. You know, that's just one little thing. You know, you look at the natural gas situation. Yes, under pressure, natural gas is extremely cold anyway. Under 10,000 pounds of pressure, yes, you've got you've got shutoff valves and, you know, air dryers and everything else freezing up. And so if it freezes up, then nothing moves to the lines. I mean, it's just not a comedy of errors. I guess you'd call it a calamity show of errors. So these things are going to continue until we're willing to go back to real fuel, dependable power generation, and tried and true methods of electric generation, such as natural gas. However, putting in the right infrastructure not doing it on the cheap. So, Rick and Lori, what is your assessment on what I'm saying here?
Well, Lori, you go first, because if I do, you won't get to.
Well, actually, what you're saying makes sense from what I've read, so I agree with you. Go ahead, Rick.
Boy, she took the easy way out on that one.
Well, you know what? 2 years ago, I'd have gotten all over her for being irresponsible. Now I'm wondering if talking at all is responsible. Yeah, I'm not sure what comes of talk. So she might be smarter than me. The situation in Texas is in many ways indicative and a reflection of a lot of things. One would be, you know, that old saying, there but for the grace of God go I.
Right.
Yeah, so it happened in Texas, but it didn't happen in Kansas. Well, why didn't it happen in Kansas? Because that weather, it did not come up from the south. It came down from the north. So,
correct.
You know, we could have had collapses from the Canadian border all the way to Texas, but that's not what happened. What happened was Texas collapsed, and they've always said that the grid in Texas was like a thing to be admired, a thing to be coveted, and that the rest of the nation, you know, Texas has its own grid, and they always said in an EMP, if they knocked out certain parts of the country, Texas might be all that's left. Well, they might have been full of crap. There may be a problem here, and I want to, once again, I'm thinking in stereo, if they do not address this like I would address this, I would use this as a beta test and say, okay, you saw what just happened. We have this summer to make sure that never happens again. They'll either do that or they won't. If they don't do that, then it's because they're co-opted like the CIA and the FBI and everybody else. They are under the control of some dark force that is just going to say, no, you're not hardening up this grid. We want to be able to do this any time we want. So I guess we'll find out, you know, what happens, or we won't. It'll just drift out of the news cycle, and that'll be the last you ever heard the Texas power weaknesses, the grid weaknesses. You know, and the other thing that I would like to say, and I've got more on this than we can get into now. I don't want to stop your oratory, but this is also having a devastating effect on your food supply chain. But we'll get into that, because I want to talk about food and gardening later anyway, and we'll talk about you know what it means to be anti-fragile. But you probably have another article or something, didn't you, that you wanted to discuss?
Well, yeah, this one, folks, is not really in a way it's very important, but in a way it's not. The National Health Service in the UK has now decreed that there is no more breastfeeding. Does that mean it doesn't exist? That does not. But because they're worried about hurting the feelings of some transgender people and some gender-neutral people, it is now called chest feeding, not breast feeding. So that's your ridiculous article of the day. Something going on in Africa that, because of COVID-19, we here in the West have really not heard that much about. Starting in mid-November, they started having an additional problem to Ebola and COVID-19. This time it's bubonic plague. Now, apparently this version a bubonic plague is not the same strain as what they had in the Dark Ages in Europe. The reason I say that is it's only out of 500 infections, only 31 people have died. The regular bubonic plague is a 30 to 90% mortality by infection. So, but it's still something to be aware of. And the real question is, why are all these diseases popping out now all at once? I think we're pretty sure of the origin of COVID-19. We know one of the original origins of Ebola, Marburg, and all that. And bubonic plague has been around forever. I guess my real question to myself here is it that this is happening all at once at a faster rate, or is it because of the news reporting we're learning about it at a faster rate? You know, I don't know what the answer is.
Well, Cliff High would say that if you go back, Cliff, not just Cliff High, but also the Ice Age farmer, Christian Westbrook, would say that whenever you get into these solar minimums, these are the times when, and we're in a grand solar minimum, these are the times when these diseases really start rearing their head. And it has a lot to do with the magnetosphere of the sun being weaker, and these viruses have a much better chance of proliferating during solar minimum. So, you know, and I am disappointed in the Center for Disease Creation that they couldn't make a better strand of bubonic plague. I mean, all they came up with was this wimpy little thing. I mean, come on. I'd fire somebody over this. But so why are they popping up? Well, if I had to guess, I would say that they know full well that we're going into a solar minimum and that it's going to create problems with the food chain. And so they're intentionally helping Mother Nature. They are doing whatever they can to exacerbate that situation. They also know that viruses are easier to spread during a minimum. And I think they're also exacerbating that. And I think they're doing all that to crush the global economies. And out of that, the phoenix that's supposed to rise out of these ashes is their great new world order. That would be my guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm not.
Well, like you said, Rick, it's a guess on all of our parts. I've got my suspicions. They run along the same lines as yours. Of course, we think alike on many things. and it's almost, it's, you know, like we were talking on the phone earlier before the show. If there isn't, it is the strangest thing ever to happen in history. But I sincerely believe that there is a concerted effort to dumb down the populace, to make the populace less resilient, to make what populace there will be left totally dependent on the powers that be. So you've got a slave class. You know, I'm looking at, here's an article right here. The decline of the West, American education surrenders to equity. Now, folks, go to Zero Hedge, read this. If you haven't already, it will scare you. If you've got two brain cells to rub together, it will scare you. The state of Oregon is putting together a program beginning with mathematics, wherein one, as a student, is not required to get the right answer in math anymore. The teachers are prohibited from trying to grade math tests, from assigning a grade to math, to calling a math answer wrong or incorrect, because that's racist.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, may I just insert one thing? For those of you that don't think you need the parochial school education, the Catholic school education, I have thought since my children were little that we did, because this is exactly the kind of crap they pull when your back is turned. You'll get people that'll, you know, I've got family members using the public schools, but you'll get these kids, they'll come home when they're old enough to talk, and they'll tell you what's going on. And there are people that go flying up to the school in a rage, and, you know, yes, it's a bit of a dust-up, but when the dust settles, your kid goes right back into that environment where it's not about teaching anymore. It's just about the status quo. It's about the NEA, the National Education, the Teachers Union, maintaining their worthless jobs, even when they're not doing any work. And who suffers? Your kids do. And so in the parochial school, not only are you allowed to pray, you have to get the right answer. And if you're thinking about going to a decent high school, you damn well better to do math. You better be doing math. You better be doing everything. You better be able to do verb conjugation. You better be able to write a paragraph. You're going to have to know diction and English. You're going to have to know some history. You're going to have to know a bunch of everything. There isn't any of this getting an answer for effort or getting an A for effort. That's bullshit. That doesn't exist.
Right.
You either do your work or you don't.
Well, here's one of the...
By the way, isn't life really like that anyway, Tim? You either do or you don't. There's nothing in the middle.
Well, they're setting these kids up to fail. Here's one of the sub-headlines out of this article. National test scores for evaluating possible college entry are on the way out everywhere, as they are increasingly being condemned as racist in terms of how they assess learning based solely on the fact that blacks do less well on them than Asians and whites. True paragraph from what I've read.
St. Louis University, the college my wife, it's an esteemed, it's renowned all over the United States for being like one of the greatest medical schools and one of the top. When she left, she had to do what was called orals. This is where you walk before a board, and that board is made up of people from various departments, whether it's math, English, philosophy, whatever. You have to stand there, and you have to answer questions for a couple of hours. It's
right.
There is no cheating. There's no cheating on that test. Well, they have decided that they don't. You don't need SAT tests or any of these numbers that they ACT. You don't need any of that anymore to get in. And so, yep, it's the system is just falling apart like wet toilet paper.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what you're telling about what your wife had to go through for boards, you know, in the submarine force, it's the same thing. From the lowest D1 to the captain of, well, not the captain, but to the executive officer of the ship, each person has to be qualified on the particular boat they're on. And part of that is an oral board that lasts about 3 hours. So we've got a break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Here comes trouble. Put your helmet on. We'll be heading for a fall. Yeah, the whole thing's gonna blow. And the devil's got my number. It's long overdue. He'll come looking soon. Yeah, the whole thing's gonna blow.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, go ahead. Ooh, that's pretty. Sorry, there's a deer walking in the front yard in the snow. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, that's something. So the system that I guess, you know, I guess the question, you know, back... First time I really got wind of all this insanity was back in the 80s, I guess. And I've mentioned this man before, a guy named Eustace Mullins. Believe the man is Mormon. I think his mentor, Ezra Pound, was as well. But he wrote a book, two books that I know of, probably more, called The New World Order. And... The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And to tell you the truth, you could sew them right together. The two are basically connected in every conceivable way. But the point is that these people have a kind of a playbook which involves dumbing down of people in general, dumbing down, numbing out. There is also a concerted effort to make them dependent on the system. And so, you know, what you wind up with is basically what they have done, like to the black community, was they call it, I think, slavery without chains, is that they throw bits of money at them every month in the form of some welfare, and that keeps them from the fire, the eye of the tiger, the fire that normally boils under a person who is in need, who is hungry, who would, you say they say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, you know, you give somebody $500, $600, $700 a month to just sit there, you take them out of the system. They become ineffectual. They're no longer any kind of a threat to you. But you educate. You take somebody and you educate them. Now you've got a problem, because this is a person that's going to come back and cause you trouble someday. So we don't want any of that. So the New World Order is all about keeping everybody asleep until they're cooked, destroying the educational system. The one thing they cannot stand is an affluent, educated middle class. And I'm here to suggest that this never-ending disintegration of the base level academic requirements, they're constantly coming down and down. They're going to eliminate the middle class from that point of view. And then, of course, what is about to happen with the market, the financial destruction of the U.S. dollar in the market, that's pretty much going to gut the middle class. What they want is a two-caste system, a feudal society where you have them as the royalty and you as a servant. That's what they're looking for. And at this point, I don't know who's going to stop it. So I guess the question is, how are we going to have any fun at all as slaves? That is the raging moral question of the day. I don't actually have an intelligent answer for you, although I do know it is done. I know that there are happy people in third world countries. Some Americans, with their arrogant quest for religious freedom and freedom of every sort, life, liberty, and happiness. Some Americans aren't going to be happy under those circumstances. And I guess they'll just have to be hauled off for re-education. And if they, the routine, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Correct.
You'll either grow up and start drinking their Kool-Aid, or you'll probably just have to die. So I think that's what would you say? I imagine we got seconds, but what do you think?
Right after break, I'll address it. I do have some input on this. Lori, take it away.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
It's bad, you know.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen.
That Ken is a very eclectic fellow. Has a very wide musical palette. Nice work, Ken. So Tim, you were about to speculate on the destruction of the United States, really, and honestly, I mean, you got, what, places like Europe that are just, what, 10, 20 years ahead of us. But it's really the same ugly picture. It's just different stages of rotting fruit, I suppose.
Well, yeah. But, you know, I don't remember exactly what I was going to say, folks. But, Rick, what was the last comment?
We're talking about the destruction of the middle class. Financially and socially and financially, and it looks like we've got our toes over the edge.
Oh, yeah, we do. And that's where I'm sorry, and thank you for reminding me. All right, folks, my take on it is this. One, they've waited to the perfect point in history where not just the United States, pretty much worldwide, less perhaps some Asian countries, wherein the generation that knows how to think, and not only think, but think outside the box, is pretty much dying off. Now, this has been a long, long planned strategy. It has to have been. you know, Rick, when you and I were in grade school, they taught us cursive writing. They taught us phonics. They taught us math. They taught us how to read. Where in the second or third grade, we were reading on what they would now call an eighth grade level. This is
also cursive writing. Remember cursive writing?
Yes, I do. Yeah, they don't teach kids that anymore. My grandson and I got into it. He said, well, nobody uses that anymore. You don't need to use it or know it. And I said, well, what about when people did use it? How about our Declaration of Independence? How about our Constitution? You will never be able to read it in its original form. You're going to have to trust a translation into print or into printing. You won't be able to read it and see what it said. And
I have real trust issues. I have serious trust issues. So I'm going to bet any translation of that handed to me in print is going to be a corrected version.
Absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind on that. None whatsoever. So that's the point I wanted to make, folks, is this has been a long-term plan for probably hundreds of years. So that's my take on it, Rick and Lori. Feel free to opine.
Yeah. We can take calls at the top of the hour if you folks are so inclined.
Works for me.
Yeah, Bitcoin, silver, and et cetera. I want to talk about these things as for those of you that are paying attention, and I hope most of you are, you know that Bitcoin hit all-time highs like every single day this week.
Right.
There is much interesting about this subject, whether you are inclined to invest your money in it or not. It's very interesting from a socioeconomic point of view, and that is this. We have highs approaching 60,000 now. I told you folks back when it was around, well, forget 4 years ago, but last fall, I was trying to pick up a little bit of extra coinage when it was 13 and change. By the time I managed to move some money from one account to the other, it had already gone up like 10 grand. It was just terrible. But, you know, from there, it has gone up like another 35 or 40 grand.
Right.
The short-term price on it has been raised to $77,000. So that means another 20 grand. From where we are now, the year-end target varies wildly from $220,000 to $500,000, depending on what expert is trying to impress you. So, but even if it only went to $220,000. I'm used to buying a stock or something and having it go down. I'm not used to buying anything and having it go up. So that is a very anomalous sensation for me. I keep waiting to find out that I went to hell or something, and that's the reason these things are happening. But I think what my point is this. My point is this, and believe it or not, I have one, and it is that these things wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for the central banks and the Federal Reserve, and not just ours, but all over the world. These people, they have created this slave state by printing money until the money is worthless and until everybody is literally financially insolvent. That's what they did. Used to be,
right,
when I was a kid, a father could go to work in the morning, come home in the afternoon, He could buy a house, one car, and send his kids to college. Now two people can't even do it. Well, I'm sorry, what's the difference? Well, the difference is that the dollar has become so worthless. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you about the mathematics. The price of college isn't necessarily going up so much as the value of the dollar is going down. So we have that the dollar being so worthless that two people can't even do what one person did back in the 60s. All right, okay.
Right, when you got paid $1.50 an hour.
Yeah, and you could. I did, and I actually bought a car and paid for my own college. So,
right.
And I did that while I was rich. I was making two. I was making $100 a week. That's probably $250. So I was one of the wealthier human beings. However, at that point, but what is happening now is that people are starting to catch on to their game, and so we have. First, it was people buying silver and gold, trying to get outside the system. Well, they've got silver and gold pretty well manipulated, so you can buy it all you want, but they won't let it go up. Okay, fine. But they're having a hell of a time doing anything with cryptocurrencies, so you see massive inflows of money. There are dozens and dozens of altcoins outside of Bitcoin and Ethereum. So the market cap, I think, on cryptos right now is almost $2 trillion. So this is getting Bitcoin alone is getting ready to cross the trillion mark. So that is too weird. However, these people have done this to themselves. They have abused us in every conceivable way with their wars and their welfare states. And there isn't anything about what they're doing or what they have done that has been good for anybody except them. And people are sick to death of it. And is it any wonder that people are fleeing their bullshit system and going into cryptos? They know damn good and well what they've done. They just didn't want to get caught. Now we have this week Morgan Stanley, one of the most criminal banks on the planet. They are one of the ones that Virtue Financial, Vincent Viola, that criminal, they have been manipulating the price of silver for like a half a century. Morgan Stanley comes out this week and says that cryptocurrencies are here to stay. Well, you know what that means? That means that they think they got their position all set. That means they bought it. And that Bitcoin is positioned to replace the U.S. dollar. Well, they wouldn't say that if they didn't have all of the feathers in their crummy little nest. So that's where they're at. But that's not all. You've got hundreds of companies now under pressure from their shareholders to park cash, not in bonds, not in their own stock, not in Tesla, but in Bitcoin. That's where the shareholders want the money. You see, a shareholder has that they are an interested party. They have a vested interest in where the company they invest in parks cash.
Right.
And they don't want it parked in a bond that's paying 1.6% when the inflation rate is 15. You know, that anybody with a brain knows that math. Oh, wait, you don't have to have the right answer anymore. Or maybe you do. You know, maybe 1.6 minus 15 means you're losing money out the wazoo. So they want that money parked in an asset class that is going north, not south. So the more people that get into Bitcoin means it's just going to become more expensive and more powerful. And now we have one of the funniest things ever, and I was talking to Tim about this before the show. Bitcoins are created by Bitcoin miners, and mining is done with computers, these gigantic water-cooled computers, rooms full of them that have to be physically cooled. And you know, I think they're creating they mine about 900 coins. Is it 900 a day? These statistics don't stick.
No, it wasn't that much.
900 a month? Anyway. anyway,
9 to 1200, I believe, a month.
Okay, so they're refusing to put them into the market. They, you know, used to be they would, the miners would add the supply to the, they would give it to people like Coinbase and Binance, and then you could buy it. Well, they wouldn't give it; they sold it. So what happens there is that now they're not doing it; they're sitting on it, they're mining it, and they won't let go. And you know how that goes. When the supply dries up, the price is going to go straight up. And so that's what they're doing on their end, is they're going to hang on to that stuff until it's up in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So Michael Saylor this week, or was it last week? Well, it's very recently, has decided that as much Bitcoin, this guy has like over $2 billion of the Bitcoin, it's not enough. He is going to borrow money at, what, almost 0%, right? And he wants another, I said in my notes says 700, but I was corrected this morning. He wants another 900 million, well, let's say another billion, dollars worth of Bitcoin, and he's willing to pay. By the time he gets this deal done, he'll probably be paying 60-something, a 60,000 a Bitcoin, so which is where he first bought in. Was back in the fall when I was trying to buy, was around the $17,000 range. My point here is this. If Michael Saylor was happy with Bitcoin at $17,000, and he is even happier with it at $65,000, what do you think Michael Saylor is telling you here? What do you think he is saying? Do you think he's telling you that we're still in the early stages of a cryptocurrency revolution, and that 60,000 is fine? That would be my guess. Do any of you Spencers have a thought on that?
Boy, where do I start? You know, that's the question. Where do I start?
Why don't you do what I do? Start right in the middle and go in two directions at once. That way you'll sound like a babbling idiot. Just like, yeah.
I can probably do that. Yes, Saylor is smart. He's buying, you know, he's borrowing at, like you said, around 1%, 1 to 1.5, somewhere in there. There is no way that he can go wrong if he can get the Bitcoin. And that's the big if right now. And also remember, folks, that there is a limited amount of Bitcoin to be mined. Now, I don't know when it's going to run out. I'm thinking towards the end of the year. There is going to be no more new Bitcoin. It's not an infinite amount. So, you know, when there is no more to be mined, that's when I think the prices are really going to take off. Lori, your opinion?
Sorry,
hello,
I was
Lori.
Distracted. I said, sorry, I was distracted. I was answering Ken. No, not really.
All right. Well, Rick, what do you think is going to happen to the price of Bitcoin when there is no more to mine?
Well, remember Beanie Babies? Do you remember the Beanie Baby? Did the great Beanie Baby problem? Technically, what it's going to do, and this is a good time to talk about Cliff High's Woonomics, because this is the perfect segue back into silver, where, you know, I know we've got a number of listeners who, you know, are staying in that camp, and I have no problems with that at all. I like silver just as much as I like Bitcoin. They aren't the same thing, but I like them both a lot. When people want to buy something and the supply is super duper tight, that makes it kind of what, like a collectible? Collectibles,
right?
Like a Picasso. Okay, so a famous painter. I don't like Picasso, but look, whatever. I like Van Gogh. So let's say Van Gogh one day dies. Well, that means he's not going to paint any more paintings. Okay, what's that mean? That means now this collection of paintings is finite. There's never going to be another one. So that puts a Van Gogh in the same class as a Bitcoin. Finite. That's it. There's only so much of it.
Correct.
And so as we find out, as people begin to wake up, as they continue to wake up to the corrupt system that the U.S. dollar, the U.S. government, the central banks are printing money at light speed, destroying the value of the dollar, which is what, you know, you guys are sitting on, of course the price has to go vertical.
Okay, Rick. Hold on, hon. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You should see what a lovely, lovely world it should be. Everyone learn to live together. Seems to me such an easy, easy thing should be. Why can't you and me learn to love one another?
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jesus just left Chicago.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN, and we were discussing Bitcoin. Okay, guys.
Yep, we were. Well, I think we were going to transition right here. I mean, we have Grayscale. Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, I believe, that's what they're doing. It's an interesting idea. is adding, what is it, another 1,600, wait, I just happen to have the number, 1,672 more Bitcoins this week. That is just fascinating. So, you know, what we're going to have here, let me just finish up this. I want to tie this thing up with a bow. You have wide-scale acceptance of Bitcoin, not just as a store of value, but because of its utility. You can keep, like gold or silver or something like that. You know, the problem that you have there, obviously, is that it's not very liquid. In order to do something with it, you've got to run back to a dealer, sell it, get some money, move the money over to the bank, and then at that point you can use the money. Well, with Bitcoin, technically you could send $10 across the world in a matter of a couple minutes. So it does have utility, even though it's not as fast as it could be if it had like a lightning layer, like an Ethereum. I'm not an expert. I'm sorry for you, but if I'm stepping on myself, Ethereum is a speedier layer, I believe, and Theta is even faster. But if you had a lightning layer on Bitcoin, then you would have something that would be extraordinary in terms of utility. But every time, and as I said last week, I think BNY Mellon, the oldest bank in the United States, is now dealing in crypto. MasterCard, I think, as Stoney last week mentioned, is working with it. We have a situation where we have basically universal acceptance, and what I really, really like about it is not sovereign. For those of you that don't speak English, it means that no country controls it. It's not a U.S. dollar, it's not a mark, it's not a pound, it's not a yuan, it's not a sovereign money, it's universal money, it's peer-to-peer. I don't need to go to an exchange and flip currencies and figure out who says that this currency is worth that much of that. I don't. A Bitcoin's a doggone Bitcoin, and I don't owe the federal government any explanation, and I'm not going to live by their buy and leave. So that is the kind of revolution and freedom that Bitcoin is. But as far as drying up of the supply, that is going to be like in kind with silver. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have top of the hour break. We'll start taking calls after this break. Call in number is 512-248-8252. Back in three.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.